Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, winding down another week that we survived. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
And speaking of fires, oh my gosh, I don't know if all of you saw this, but a massive 5-acre fire broke out in a warehouse storing plastic plant pots in Kissimmee, Florida. Says that hazmat teams are monitoring air quality due to the large amount of smoke coming from the burning plastics, and residents with breathing issues should remain indoors. And so, boy, this just adds to a very, very long list now of train derailments,
fires at
food processors, any other kind of food like chicken farms, etc. And so, it seems to be quite the thing.
Yeah, it's, well, there's, you know, all kinds of really strange things happening and, you know, all coincidental, of course.
Oh, right. Exactly.
You know, what was it? Pete Buttigieg or whatever, however you pronounce his name, head of the transportation safety, basically was playing down this train derailment, saying, oh, these happen, you know, these are not uncommon. You know, we have about 1,000 trains derail a day, according to him. So once again, they're trying to normalize, just like the spy balloon going all the way across our country over key military strategic locations.
Right.
And the response is, this is not uncommon. This is pretty common.
Right.
Right. They're trying to normalize something that should never have happened.
Well, geez, they even did that with all of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter protests as well. You know, they played them down and said, oh, you know, they're just everything that the communist and communist supporters do that's really, really horrible and an attack on America. They just say, oh, it's nothing like you think it
right.
is.
It's either justified or there's nothing wrong with it. Or this happens all the time. In other words, all of you who see things happening that shouldn't be happening are overreacting.
Right. And it's basically the blatant calling everybody stupid. It's them saying, you need us to tell you what's important and what's not important.
Yeah.
And so long as we're in charge of what's going on with all of these, you know, rights violations, refusing to uphold the law. None of that's important.
Yes.
And so just carry on as you were. Look the other way.
And then the gall to stand there and look right into the camera, like Biden did in his speech he gave yesterday, in response to the, you know, shooting down these aerial objects. He says he's going to be talking to President 11 from China. And he ended his speech with, I make no apologies for shooting that balloon down. I gave the order and I make no apologies for it. After he let it spend a week flying over our nuclear missile silos and military bases and everything else.
That's right.
So then I did the right thing. I did the right thing by shooting that down. I gave the order and I make no apologies. How about apologizing to the American people for allowing that to take place in the first place?
That's like getting on the subway and expecting to only go 2 miles and get off at the right exit, but instead you stay on for like 50 miles.
Right.
And then, you know, your spouse gets mad at you because you show up like a day late and you go, well, I got off the subway.
I took the subway home and I make no apologies.
That's right.
Right. Right. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Protect our borders.
Not even close. And, you know, as most of you have already heard, and we haven't really said too much about it, but previous UN ambassador Nikki Haley has obviously thrown in her chip to run for president. And, you know, we're not really saying much about it because She doesn't seem to really stick to too many things. You know what I mean?
She's going to end up just spending a whole bunch of people's money.
She just kind of seems to be very much self-interested. And like Trump said right off the bat, she's a career politician. It's all about her.
Right.
If she changes her mind on an entire way, you know, basically, like if she has an ideology one day, the next day it could be entirely different and she'll go the complete opposite direction. Well, check this out. You can't make this stuff up, but it says here that there's a proof of a vaccine required to go to a Nikki Haley event. And I mean, so granted, this was way back. Oh my gosh, this must have been a couple years ago when she had this in November, on November 14th. But it says, or no, it had to be last year, because it says the COVID-19 policy for this Ask a Woman leadership, lessons from Ambassador Nikki Haley, COVID-19 policy. Proof of COVID-19 vaccination along with valid photo ID required for entry. Masks are no longer required, but are available to those who request it. And so, interesting to see where she stands on that.
Yeah, well, you know, she was very impressive when she went to the UN. I thought she did a great job
there.
I thought, wow, she's got some fire in her. She's coming around. But remember, when she was governor, she was one of the first ones to cave on this, you know, tearing down the flag thing, the, you know, longstanding state flag.
She also turned on Trump.
Yes, she did. Yeah, absolutely.
Who
stabbed him right in the back.
Yep.
And she was a never-Trumper to begin with until he appointed her.
Yeah.
And then she's all about Trump, right? And she did a great job at the UN representing the United States and standing up for Israel and standing against the United Nations. But that was it. It was like a little snapshot or where she handled herself the right way. And then on the bookmarks, the bookends on each side of that,
all fell away.
Abysmal. Yeah.
Yep.
So she's gonna fall flat. She's not gonna survive, you know, very long in that race.
Yep,
and,
I agree.
She's gonna waste some people's money that try to donate to support her. But yep, not good.
That's for sure. And we've got so much to cover.
We do.
I think that we probably ought to jump right into the word of the day. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. Yep, and I've got an update here on this Washington State 1333 bill.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, there's some pushback and there was a petition. I'll give more information on that.
Well, good. Yeah, because we wrote testimonies, letters of memorandum about 1333 and had one of our listeners hand them to Representative Leonard Christian for us. And he wrote back to us and said that his stance on that was going to be absolutely against it. And he also talked about wanting to come on to our show. And so hopefully with updates going on with 1333, we can have him on live. So
yes.
Looking forward to that also. But so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 15, which read under the title, Josiah Restores True Worship. Now the king sent them to gather all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem to him. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and with him all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great, and he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the house of the Lord. Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of his covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the articles that were made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried their ashes to Bethel. Then he removed the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense on the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places all around Jerusalem, and those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the constellations, and to all the host of heaven. and he brought out the wooden image from the house of the Lord to the brook Kidron outside Jerusalem, burned it at the brook Kidron, and ground it to ashes, and threw its ashes on the graves of the common people. Then he tore down the ritual booths of the perverted persons that were in the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the wooden image. And he brought out all the priests from the city of Judah, and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba. Also he broke down the high places at gates, which were at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were to the left of the city gate. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places did not come up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they ate unleavened bread among their brethren. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fire to Moloch. Then he removed the horses that the kings of Judah had dedicated to the sun at the entrance to the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan-Melech, the officer who was in the court, and he burned the chariots of the sun with fire. The altars that were on the roof, the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, the king broke down and pulverized there, and threw their dust into the brook Kidron. Then the king defiled the high places that were east of Jerusalem, which were on the south of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon, king of Israel, had built for Ashtoreth, the abomination of the Sidonians, for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he broke in pieces the sacred pillars that cut down the wooden images and filled their places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel and the high place which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, had made, both that altar and the high place he broke down, and he burned the high place and crushed it to powder and burned the wooden image. And that's it.
And that is what you call housekeeping. House cleaning.
Yes, exactly. And this again, here we have reference to Chemosh, which is the same false god, which is Moloch, the destroyer, the sacrificer of children.
Yes.
Like you and I had talked about on Monday, after having watched Jonathan Kahn's video on YouTube about, his new book, and how he says that the second a nation departs from God, what fills the void is first Baal comes in to separate the people from God.
Yep.
Then Ashtoreth, the seducer
people.
Of the culture, to come in to pervert the people and turn people into homosexuals.
Right. Turn women into men and
men into women. Yep. And then third, the third false god that comes in is Moloch or Chemosh, the sacrificer of children, also called the destroyer.
Right.
And so here again, we had the random turning of the word that day in reference to Chemosh.
Right.
Which complemented, Chemosh is the other name for Moloch, which complemented what we were talking about with Jonathan Kahn, perfectly.
Yep.
And the interesting thing of that day was after our show aired Monday, Dr. Charles Stanley, his sermon that day was very nearly the same exact reference as our word of the day.
Yes.
And he was also referencing Chemosh.
Right.
And all of these idolatrous altars set up and how they're being destroyed. So the Lord is clearly afoot on this subject.
Yes. And you can see the parallels between what they went through in their society back then, which is, recorded here in 2 Kings, to what we're seeing, the pattern rolling out in the same sequence in our country, in the West.
Right. And because what is happening right now is this whole list of all of these elite that were going through the Epstein Island with all of these child traffickers.
Right.
And the testimonies of people that saw what was going on there it's so horrific, and so many children apparently have been murdered in sacrifice rituals.
Right.
And so this whole demonic thing from Chemosh or Moloch is showing up again, only it's in our nation. And yeah. And so,
and the killing of the sacrificing of children too, through the millions that we've killed with abortions.
Yes, exactly. The whole abortion issue, the open border and the child trafficking issue.
Yeah.
Surely, I mean, this is the third time this has come up this week from the Lord, a random turning.
Right.
And clearly the Lord is disgusted. Obviously, this is a horrifying abomination to the Lord.
That's right.
Just as it is to all of us. And also another interesting part about chapter 23 here is King Josiah was the phenomenal king.
We need
right?
a Josiah today, and, I'll tell you.
And he did exactly what they did in Ezra chapters 9 and 10, which I modeled my 444 book
That's
after.
Right. That's right.
Because when I prayed to the Lord, asked him what this country needs to do, it opened directly to Ezra 9, and 9 and 10 cover the same exact process that is in 2 Kings chapter 23 right here that I just read,
right.
where the leader takes all of the people, all of the priests, and they recommit to the covenant of the Lord, his right. commandments, and they do it wholeheartedly. It's like a repentance and a recommitment to the Lord, which is what 444 starts with. And
yes.
and so that's the process that has to happen. And then to tear down all of these demonic, horrible worshiping events that you know Jonathan Kahn is pointing out is happening
right.
with our upper society in America.
Yeah. And even in our cultures, like New York City, they put that, you know, the archway to
of Baal.
Of Baal yep. there. And the symbology that we're seeing, like coming out of Hollywood and elsewhere, you know, purely demonic.
Yes.
And this is going to lead to, well, how the Lord dealt with his people when they got that evil. He turned them over to their enemies.
Yep, that's right.
And it's that serious. It's not just, you know, some fairy tale Bible story. This is the way God works. It really happened, and it's about ready to happen again to us.
Right.
And we could see all those pieces lining up right now. You know, we're in grave danger as a nation. And you know, they're driving us to 60 miles an hour right toward the cliff.
Right. And see, it was interesting because the horror that's happening with the children, that's like the last step.
Yeah.
And I posted on our Telegram channel a little video from a British barrister who is trying to describe to his fellow politicians that they've got to stop this horror happening with children. And what happened when he tried to do this was the people couldn't handle it.
Right.
Apparently these children were giving testimonies, and one of the women in the court that was listening, she said she couldn't even believe or really grasp what she was hearing these little children say, because what that child was saying, she had only even heard of or seen in fictional horror films.
Right.
And these children are describing this to them, and none of the adults could handle it. They can't even wrap their minds around the horror that is happening that these little kids have been through and have seen.
That's right.
And so this is clearly why the Lord wants this message shared. This has happened throughout history, and Jonathan Kahn describes so well. This is how the Lord responds when this kind of horror happens.
Yeah, it's that serious, really.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty sobering one. And boy, I would love to see us have another Josiah.
Exactly.
You know, in our culture today to clean house. It doesn't look like, you know, that's happening. It may just be the Lord's soon return is going to have to, you know, set all this stuff straight.
Well, I wish we could start to see 444 events happen and just set out like brush fires in every county across America, because 444 is basically the Lord's, what I view as the Lord's download to me for how to biblically,
peacefully and lawfully
and constitutionally bring our nation back under control, back to traditional America the way it used to be.
Right.
But the way it's looking with Russia right now, the way it's looking with China, everybody, all of our enemies coming to our border if they're not already here.
Right.
I don't know that there's even time enough to do it now.
Well, be the remnant.
That's right.
That's the best that you can do is be the remnant. And there are revivals that are taking place in America right now that has just spawned in the last couple of weeks that are still going.
Right.
Unbelievable. And so we're seeing both sides of this coin. We're seeing a major revival start. And then we're also seeing an acceleration of rebellion against God.
Right.
And these two forces are, you know, they're about ready to collide, and God's going to intervene, or he's going to use someone else to intervene.
Well, that's true. And I mean, the process is just how it's described biblically here in 2 Kings 23 and also in Ezra 9 and 10, that the people have got to get together with the leaders and the pastors, and everybody all agree to recommit to the Lord.
Yeah.
Recommit to the law. And then once you recommit to God's law, that sets the foundation for recommitting to the Constitution and getting rid of all of these godless election fraud stealing officials
right.
that are in place in their office that should not be there because they're illegally there.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll go ahead and close this out. Once again, put that scripture out.
Okay, so that was 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 through 15.
All right, excellent one. Man,
Praise God for that.
Yes, I love that. All right, you guys stick around. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We'll be back with more, and it is Fired Up Friday. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready for the return of our King. That's JesusAppears.com. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning again, and everyone, welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
We have this clip here from Mitch McConnell, and I want you all to listen carefully to what he's actually saying, because we all know that Mitch McConnell is a rhino, and rhino means communist, communist that is serving the globalist / UN agenda
collaborator
whose only real legitimate enemy anymore is Russia, because they will not join the UN. And so it has always been theirs and NATO's goal to force all the nations into their unions, and Russia refuses. And so they have it out for Russia. We already know that. And so listen carefully and consider what Mitch McConnell is actually admitting here.
We're listening to the Ukrainians saying they don't have enough ammo. And even our Defense Department is saying we might have to figure out a way to get more funding so that we have enough ammo for ourselves and to give to allies like Ukraine. What is Biden's responsibility in trying to make sure that people in America whose support for Ukraine is softening will want to continue to try to help them?
Well, I'm going to try to help explain to the American people that defeating the Russians in Ukraine is the single most important event going on in the world right now. It will save us an enormous amount of money down the road if the Ukrainians can succeed. They're not asking for any of our personnel. They're asking us for financial help. The Europeans are stepping up. They've done an awful lot that seems not to be recognized. For example, handling enormous numbers of refugees. In terms of the cost of it, Dana, it's about 0.02% of our gross domestic product. we are also monitoring very carefully the money that's being spent. There should be a bipartisan support for this. My biggest criticism of the president is he seems not to have done enough soon enough. Had he moved more rapidly, we might have been able to help the Ukrainians have even more success than they've already had. But it seems like these weapon systems tend to get there a little too late on every occasion.
Exactly.
I'm sorry public opinion is sliding, but I want to reassure the American people that this is enormously important. We need to stay together on a bipartisan basis in our country and defend these people who are bravely fighting for freedom and for democracy in Ukraine.
Absolutely not. They are not our allies.
Right.
We're treating them like they're members of NATO and they're getting us into a war. He's saying, oh, spending this money now will save us an enormous amount of money down the road. A war, a kinetic war with Russia is going to be so astronomically expensive, you can't even wrap your mind around it.
Right.
The fastest way to bring peace is to stop helping Ukraine. They are so corrupt. They got to go anyway.
Exactly. And so if all of the UN and NATO's focus has been on getting Russia to buckle, well, guess who? I mean, look at who's pushing to assist and facilitate that goal for them.
That's right.
Right? And so they're using all of our resources, our military, our weaponry.
Depleting our own military and our ability to defend ourselves.
Yes. And now, you know, with the admission, U.S. officials admitting that U.S. divers were responsible for blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, and Russia being absolutely furious over that because that is a declaration of war.
Well, it's an act of war for sure. And on the 22nd, it's very possible that Russia could be actually going to the UN to make the announcement they'll be declaring war.
That's right.
And, you know, this regime has put them in this position. And this mentality of Mitch McConnell is just staggering.
It's totally unacceptable.
Absolutely. All right, real quick, before we close out, because we're out of time, I told you guys I would tell you this update on 1333. There is a pushback on it right now at Rebel News. Go to rebelnews.com, rebelnews.com. Washington State is establishing a domestic violent extremism commission that will target any individual who holds conservative political views. Sign the petition. Sign the Stop the Commission petition. They need 5,000 signatures, and that's at rebelnews.com. You guys have a blessed weekend. Join us Monday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.
It's the right thing to do. I got onto my dad, and I kind of talked circularly, and then now I'm going back over to him. But he said, stay in the fight. But if you lose, you lose with dignity. You shake the other person's hand and you walk away. I didn't lose, so I'm not doing that. And we're going to take this all the way. Like I said, the appeals court, they're deciding it right now. They're, you know, they kind of work on their own sweet time. God bless them. We need you to say prayers for the judges. We're about to find out truly how corrupt our system is, because we have a mountain of evidence. And we have the law on our side. And if we cannot contest elections that are dirty, rotten, horrible, stolen elections, then we're in trouble. And I believe that we will find some judges who have the courage to do the right thing. We got to pray for them.